This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For now, Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on gun charges while investigators build a case against the suspected would-be assassin of former President Trump. Authorities say the only shots fired were by a Secret Service agent at Routh before he ran and was later captured.
Ryan Routh appearing in federal court facing firearm charges. Investigators believe he carried the rifle across state lines or obtained it abroad. The serial number obliterated and unreadable to the naked eye. The license plate on the Nissan registered to another vehicle that was reported as stolen.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs arrested in New York City Monday night on sealed federal charges. Ongoing investigations have centered on human trafficking. Boeing planning to impose a hiring freeze and travel reductions and may consider temporary layoffs to save cash as it deals with a strike by union machinists. This is ABC News. The U.S. Coast Guard has opened a hearing on the implosion of the Titan submersible last year that killed all five people aboard on a dive to the wreck of the Titanic.
Officials revealing one of the last messages from Titan to its support ship was, quote, all good here. Also newly revealed, there were 70 equipment issues in 2021 and 48 more in 2022. The original engineer of Titan saying he wasn't aware the goal was to go to Titanic, and it hasn't been known until now. The Titan partially sank 4 weeks before the incident, and the hull of Titan was not pressure tested to industry standards. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration investigating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over a 20-year-old episode in which his daughter, Kick, told Town and Country magazine her dad used a chainsaw to decapitate a dead whale that had washed ashore at Squaw Island, Massachusetts, tied it to their vehicle and drove it back home in New York State. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. 8 campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some 2-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away, but you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra-inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here are the overnight. We'll see just a few clouds around the area. Light winds out of the south. Temperatures tumbling to the upper 50s to right around 60 degrees. Quite a bit of sunshine in our forecast for your Tuesday. South winds a little gusty. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, is your employer discriminating against you for your adult content creations? And John Nichols from The Nation Magazine and The Cap Times. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Third hour of our program, Chief Justice John Roberts apparently was doing Donald Trump's work for him. The New York Times breaking this in a major story this morning that has just echoing around the information sphere last February that he sent a memo to his 8 colleagues saying basically we've got to do everything we can to protect Donald Trump. You know, it's kind of weird because he actually got the liberals to go along with him to a large extent on this. And although they didn't, ultimately on presidential immunity, they fought back vigorously on that. Sotomayor wrote a scathing dissent. It's really a remarkable story. And John Roberts, I mean, people forget who John Roberts is. John Roberts was a young lawyer who was hired into the Reagan Justice Department. When he was at the Reagan Justice Department, he wrote a lengthy memo. He spent like a half a year doing the research on this. His job was to try to figure out how to criminalize abortion, even though Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. Keep in mind, Roe v. Wade was 73. This was the 1980s. And so he did this in-depth literature dive, deep dive into literature. This is in my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court. And he came up with this 27-page, as I recall, I've got to print it out at home, 27-page memo that I don't think anybody's ever seen or discussed about how the way that the Reagan administration could make abortion illegal is to have Congress pass a law saying that abortion is now illegal and that the Supreme Court can't rule on it. In other words, John Roberts was an advocate for court stripping when he was in the Reagan Justice Department. He is a Catholic who firmly believes that abortion is murder and has held that position and aggressively holding that position in the Reagan administration. And he is a partisan Republican. His wife has made over $10 million working with law firms that want to hire lawyers who are then going to ultimately argue before the Supreme Court. He was down in Florida in 2000 helping the George W. Bush campaign figure out how to stop, quote, stop the steal, how to prevent the recount down in Florida that would have shown that Al Gore actually won the election. That's who John Roberts is. And it's getting pretty weird. It's just getting pretty weird here with the Supreme Court. All right, speaking of weird, Sheriff Bruce D. Zukowski, who took office in 2021, he's a sheriff in Portage County, Ohio. And this is, here we go again. He said, when people, he posted this on his Facebook page. He said, when people ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? That's, you know, his way of characterizing Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris. He said, I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had her signs in their yards. So when the illegal human locust, which she supports, need places to live, we'll already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival. Right. So the sheriff is like, hey, everybody, start writing down the names and addresses of those people who have the Harris signs out there. And then, you know, when Trump becomes president, we can dump the
illegal aliens
and on their front doorsteps or whatever. It's just more hate. This is all these people have. They don't want to talk about, you know, helping young people get a decent education in America. No, they want to hate on queer people and on black people. They don't want to talk about having, you know, health care in the United States be widely available, being a right rather than a privilege like it is in every other developed country. No, they want to keep health care as a major profit center. We pay twice as much for health care as any other developed country in the world. And the reason why is because you've got multiple layers of people in the middle, you know, corporations basically, from pharmacy benefit managers to hospital managers to private medical practices to all that are just skimming money off the top. And of course, a lot of that money goes to the Republicans as campaign donations. They don't care. They don't care about, you know, health care. They don't care about education in the United States. They don't care about young people. They don't care about the future of the planet. You know, we've got, you know, global warming now. The atmosphere holds more moisture, and so we're seeing floods all over the world, including here in the United States. People literally dying every week from climate change in the United States. Republicans are still saying it doesn't even exist. As long as the money keeps flowing from the fossil fuel billionaires, as long as Charles Koch keeps funding all of the groups out there, you know, ALEC and everything else, they're all good with it. No problem. And now, speaking of crazy, this is our crazy alert for the day. This is genuinely crazy. Laura Loomer is a two-time failed congressional candidate. She ran in Florida, actually. In fact, once she ran in Trump's district. She was too crazy for the Republicans. She heckled Ron DeSantis with a bullhorn while spreading lies about his wife's cancer diagnosis. She's a racist. When Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a prominent member of the Congressional Black Caucus, died of cancer in July, Loomer posted online that she was, quote, a ghetto bitch, end quote, and suggested she was, quote, going to hell. She's openly Islamophobic. She hates Muslims. When Twitter banned her because of her hate speech on Twitter, she handcuffed herself to Twitter's New York office building while wearing a yellow Jewish star. She is Jewish, by the way. Not that that has anything to do with any of this. She practices stochastic terrorism regularly. She openly promoted the notion that the Biden administration's policies are, quote, pushing people to the point of no return. This is the way of encouraging violence, right? She said, someone's going to snap. We'll see more shootings taking place, and I'm not going to care when that happens. These are open calls for violence. She's also a MAGA fascist. She once toasted Nick Fuentes, the white nationalist who was celebrating the hostile takeover of the Republican Party, the guy who openly celebrates not Hitler and Nazism. She was on Tim's show, Tim Pool's show. He's one of the guys that RT was funding. She doubled down on her call to execute traitors as treasonous. Those would be, quote, people who engaged in an unconstitutional witch hunt against Donald Trump, end quote. And she's the protege of Roger Stone. She's also the person who first was aggressively promoting the story of dogs and cats being eaten in Springfield, Ohio. And now it appears she's Trump's new girlfriend. These stories are just all over the internet. She's trying to push back. He's trying to shrug his shoulders. But he's got his hands all over her. She's got her hands all over him. She's snuggling up to him and telling him that she loves him. And this is just what we see in public. And his wife is nowhere to be seen. And, you know, it's like the evangelical writer, like, yeah, we don't care what Trump does. We knew all along he wasn't a Christian. We knew all along he was a bad man. We think he's our Cyrus, our King Cyrus. King Cyrus was the Persian king who sheltered some Jews during a time of persecution. And so he's our King Cyrus. He's going to take care of us. Right. What he really is is he's the neo-fascist who wants to end democracy in the United States and around the world in collaboration with Vladimir Putin. It's just that simple. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you in just a second. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. 15 minutes past the hour. As a fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should... Well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said, the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks, for more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently.
Feel it in your bones,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-2222.